the restaurant industry is the second largest and absolute fastest growing sector of both the national and New York State economy, and yet it is the absolute lowest paying. And what most people don't know is that actually the vast majority of low-paying jobs within the restaurant industry are not fast food occupations. They're full-service restaurant occupations. And tipped workers in particular, who make up the majority of all restaurant workers, earn a median wage, including tips, of $9 an hour. 70% of tipped workers nationally and in New York State are women. They're largely women who work at restaurants like IHOP and Applebee's and Olive Garden. They suffer from three times the poverty rate of the rest of the U.S. workforce and use food stamps at double the rate. And seven states in the United States have actually fully eliminated the lower wage for tipped workers and require the restaurant industry to actually pay the full minimum wage and let tips be on top of that as they were originally intended. Tips are not intended as a wage. They're intended to be on top of a wage. These seven states include California, which is the largest and one of the fastest growing restaurant industries in the country. And so if these seven states can do it, certainly New York State can eliminate the lower wage for tipped workers, eliminate this two-tiered system that is both a source of gender inequity, since these are largely women, a source of incredible poverty and sexual harassment, and actually a legacy of slavery, because that is where the original lower wage for tipped workers originates from.
Restaurant owners might contend, if I have to pay this minimum, my menu prices will go up, therefore my business may go down. What's your response?
The data shows that that's actually not true. All of the bills that are being proposed to eliminate the lower wage for tipped workers, and as we would propose it in New York State as well, phase in the increase and the elimination of the lower wage for tipped workers over a period of many years, asking for at most a $1.50 increase per year in workers' wages, including tipped workers' wages. So I think phased in, we've seen across the country when minimum wages are phased in, there is no actual menu price increase. There is no actual loss of jobs. I live in California. We actually require all restaurants to pay $9 an hour to all workers and let tips be on top of that. And several cities, Los Angeles and San Francisco, have moved to $15 for all workers and tips are on top. I pay more to eat out in New York than I do in California. So we have not seen any menu price increase that's necessitated by, perhaps there will be individual restaurants that choose to do things in that way. But what we're saying is that it's not actually economically or statistically necessary to see an across-the-board menu price increase.
There is at least one restaurant in New York City, perhaps more, that recently announced, we are no longer going to include tipping. The menu price is what you pay to take that whole issue of tipping off the table. Do you see that as a growing trend, or is that just maybe one example that probably won't last?
So there are multiple restaurants actually in New York and across the country that have already moved in this direction. Some are doing it in a way that we feel is correct, fair, and equitable to its workers. In particular, we want to lift up Danny Meyer and the Union Square Hospitality Group that has actually made this change in a very fair, transparent, inclusive way that ensures that the workers in that restaurant group are made whole and earning what they earn, what they would have earned with tips now through wages from their employers. So when that move is made in a way that's inclusive and transparent and makes its workers whole, then yes, we support it. But our issue in our campaign is not to eliminate tipping altogether. It is to eliminate the lower wage for tipped workers, which, as I said, is a legacy of slavery and perpetuates gender inequity. We are asking that New York State include tipped workers as part of any minimum wage increase, that they not be left out, that the state not leave out women in increasing the minimum wage. Now, if there are restaurants that choose to move in that direction by eliminating tipping altogether, we support them if they do it in a way that ultimately makes their workers whole, in other words, gets them to where they would have gotten with tips through wages.